Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The Kardashian bombshells are being dropped.
Do Kourtney and Travis have your blessing?
When Tristan first cheated on you, how did you know it will be done again?
Then Blake Shelton on why he wasn't sure his relationship with Gwen would last.
Are we rebounding here? Is that what we're doing together?
Plus, Bachelor drama goes next level. The star who's calling the show a total train wreck. Top, the Kardashians are talking cheating, love, regrets, and they're not holding anything back. You guys, Morgan is out. You may have heard she is not feeling 100%, but we hope to have her back next week. So today, I'm joined by Erin Lim Rose, the woman with all the budget, and Jenna Kramer is here, honey.
Hey.
Yes.
What's up, guys?
You feel lighter today.
Do I? Did I walk in with a little?
Yes.
Yeah, like, hey.
It's that single girl summer.
I mean, it feels good. I like it.
Or is it? We're going to get to that, but the very last episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians airs tonight, and I can't believe it, and we've got a sneak peek in just a minute. But the finale is just the beginning. The family got together for a shocking sit-down reunion, and nothing was off the table in Calabasas.
My mom's a bit nervous.
Totally. Talk about all this.
You said to me, I'm going to put you in a car. No one will find you. Just leave.
And I'll take care of it.
Wow. Do you think you owe him an apology?
Absolutely.
Do you think your relationship might have turned out differently if you hadn't shared so much of it?
Probably.
Really?
But I think the substance abuse was the deal breaker.
I was pretty irresponsible.
So do Kourtney and Travis have your blessing?
When Tristan first cheated on you, how did you know it will be done again?
This juicy-ass two-part reunion airs next Thursday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Now, we heard Andy ask Khloé about Tristan, okay?
Okay.
And it seems like she was uncomfortable at the question, but she had to know it was coming.
Of course. Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, it's out there. Like, that's one of the same questions, too. I mean, you guys asked me the same question. Like, do you think he'll cheat again?
Yeah.
And you even talked about it.
100%.
When there's a cheater, there's, you know, that
now,
thing hanging over them.
Okay, I want to know this. When you are going through it, or even when you're on the other side of it, and you choose to be with this person, and you've done the work, or so you think you have, does that question get lighter and easier when you feel like you're confident in your decision?
I mean, I think it does. That's a really good question. I mean, I definitely think it does, but I will say this. Like, this is gonna sound, y'all, this is so embarrassing, but I slid into Khloé's DMs and was like, you guys can do it, you can make it work. Like, it's, you know, like, I believe in, like, fighting for it, and, like, if he does, you know, A, B, and C, and he gets the help, like, because I was such a component for, like, growth and, like, the good fight and, like, let's, you can do this. Like, I promise you, like, if this won't ruin things.
Then you
obviously
you
she did not
respond. You unsented.
I was like, obviously she didn't respond. But then I was like, you know what? Like, I do believe in change, but at the same time, I think where there's smoke, there's fire.
I mean, and we did see a lot of smoke recently, although he kind of put out all of those fires.
For sure. I truly think once you've been involved in a cheating scandal like that, there's a target on your back.
Sure.
Women come for you because they think they can be get the 15 minutes. They can get the 10 minutes. Yeah. They can, you know, get you in their DMs, and they can post it on the Shade Room and other things. So you have to be really careful. The thing that I love about what Khloé did was she decided that I'm going to live my life and I'm going to figure this out without you guys giving me all your opinions on Instagram and on the show. And then when I feel confident about it, I'm going to put it out there. But there's something else that's kind of sort of happening. On this series finale, something happens between Khloé and Tristan. I got to show you guys this clip because there might be some wedding bells. Take a look at this.
I have a game on Christmas in Boston, so it makes sense for us all do Christmas in Boston, but you should be out here at least, you know, by next Friday.
I don't know. I have to just think about it.
You should.
I'll think about it.
It's definitely weighing on me to figure out what to do. Tris and I are in a way better place than we were before, but I'm still trying to navigate my way through my feelings, and I don't know if I've really had time to think about what moving would mean for our relationship.
What should I think about?
So people are speculating that we may get a proposal tonight on the finale. And she has been rocking that huge-ass rock on Instagram.
And not even trying to be shy about it. Like, it's just there.
It's just there. Do you think that she is going to make it down the aisle with him?
I mean, whether or not she makes it down the aisle, I don't know. But I think we might be getting a proposal tonight in this finale.
Yeah, I would love to see a proposal. And honestly, like, I've always rooted for her. I've always wanted her to be happy. And that's why, like, I was devastated for her, too. I was like, it was happening to me. I was like, no, like, why, Tristan? So it's like, I would love to see them actually work out.
The fact that you are normal and still believe in love after what you've been through is like, I'm like, am I drinking the right coffee? Is this bourbon? Because she sounds crazy. I don't know what's going on.
I know. Do you think that you had a moment of being like a little bit cynical and like, okay, actually, you know what? There is no true love, or it's not for me, or have you been going through the emotions of feeling a little lost?
No, she loves love. No,
I mean, I know you love love, and you fight for people. And I do,
and I will always fight for it. I think, but the first month when everything happened, I was just like, I'm not worthy of it. And that was my whole thing. Like, I didn't think I deserved it or I'm worth it. And now I'm like, no, I deserve, like, the greatest, biggest love, and I'm excited for it.
Did you find the greatest, biggest love?
Look.
Did you?
Do we have some news to break here on Daily Pop?
No, Jana. I'm finally realizing that I deserve it, and there's, you know, oh my God, I'm like, I'm not doing this right now. No, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Okay, so it's not a single girl summer.
I'm still single, but I'm entertaining things.
It's an entertainment summer.
That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. You have to be single enough to figure out what not to do in that next relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I think this is really interesting because our next story kind of gets to that. But don't forget to watch the series finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians tonight at 8 on E! Now, breaking up can be tough, but you know what they say, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else. At least that's what Jana told me. Blake Shelton's opening up about when he first started dating Gwen Stefani on Apple Music's At Home With podcast.
We were just starting to see each other, and we were both going through horrible breakups, divorces, and horrible in that it was just sad, you know. There was times where Gwen and I, it would be like, you know, are we rebounding here? Is that what we're doing together? Because this makes no sense, right? And so that we would always have these conversations of like, oh yeah, this, we're just, you know, we're just getting over, you know, our crap with each other.
You know what? I think that actually can work. Like, when you take a man or a woman straight to baggage claim and you're like, let me just unload all my baggage here so you can see it. And when you're going through it with somebody else who's also unloading their baggage, it's nice,
I think. It works, because it's level playing field and you guys are open to being fully honest and your true selves. So I think that made it really easy for them, and then they just connected and met in the middle where they were at. And I don't know, it seems beautiful, and it's obviously worked for all these years.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone could really foresee that. I think people are like, yep, they're both rebounding and that'll be that. And then Gwen will go back to, like,
non-country music, and no, she's still in it.
Long as they're still doing their own individual work. Like, I have so much work I still have to do on myself, so I don't want to just put it into someone else and be like, oh, yep, I'm done, I'm happy and healed. It's like, no, like, they were both doing their work at the same time, too, and that's what's important. I think that's what'll make it work and why it's working is because they didn't just, cope with just them together. Like, they didn't, mask it up, so.
But it's interesting because they were open about their baggage. I'm curious to know, are you open about your baggage with the people you're entertaining, or do you give them false hope? Like, oh my God, we can totally be together, although I'm still trying to figure my stuff out.
No, when I've spoken to people, I'm like, this is my stuff. Like, I have a lot of work that I need to do on myself, and I need to know that I do deserve what you're giving me right now, because right now I don't really. I'm trying to, so it's like I have that work that I have to do and continue to do. We all have to work on ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got married. Totally. It's like you're going to run into issues where you're like, okay, I didn't realize this about myself. Now I need to work on this. So I think it's always about like growing individually, but also together too.
Yeah. How long did it take you to turn Church into Hinge? I know that's where you were trying to find
Church man into Hinge.
I mean, turn the pulpit into a dating website.
Everyone needs to be finding their man at church, okay? No, it's so good, and we have such a great relationship, but I even told him, I was like, yeah, I need to start going back to therapy. He's like, why? He thought something was wrong. And I was like, no, I'm just going through, like, a lot of life changes, and, like, I just feel like I shouldn't be offloading all my baggage onto you and making Never. You yes. that person that needs to receive all of the things don't. That are going on. And he's like, no, I could be that person. I was like, you don't want to be that person.
No,
like,
no.
You're my husband, and you don't need to be that person.
Yeah, and the next person that I'm with, like, I don't want to be like, I need to look at his phone, or like, I'm scared. That person's not going to be hopefully a cheater, So it's, I don't have to feel like that energy or wonder.
But
it's hard not to, though.
It's like going up in a building after, a big tragedy has happened. Like, I wonder about the people in New York, and not saying that your relationship was like 9/11, but it could rock your world kind of sort of like that. So how do you get back up past the 30th floor after going through something like you went through?
I mean, it's so hard, because I'm like, well, of course, of course he's gonna cheat on me. Of course he's gonna be awful. But I'm like, wait, that's this person, and then there's these other people, you know? So it's, I have to not put my ex on the faces of the people that I'm, wanting to,
Truly,
just on the truly just on the dartboard.
Yeah.
Just on the target practice.
Like doing the work and knowing what you don't want into the next relationship. And I truly think like God or the universe will bring that person that you need. Like, because I was in, toxic relationships prior to where it was Hardcore. Like, oh, I didn't trust them, or like, ooh, the phone, the messaging, the Instagram, like all were triggers. And then it's like now I'm with this person where like I couldn't care like what's on your phone. Like I don't even want to know the password.
Well, and you love yourself enough too to know.
Yes.
You have your own, like, your worth.
For sure. But it's easier said than done.
We all carry. 1,000%.
You might not carry a luggage, but there's a carry on with some shit in it, okay?
I got like 20 bags at the baggage claim, okay? So, I'm just collecting them, and I'm like, you want to help me pick them up or no? If not, move on next. Let's go.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna find out who you're entertaining before the show is over. Coming up, Selma Hayek drops a marriage bomb. Plus, would you move in with someone you just started dating? It worked for Shane Lee Woodley and Aaron Rodgers. We're going to discuss that next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
It's time for a pop of something I don't have. Love. Selma Hayek and her husband.
This whole show.
By the way, how is what I don't understand.
Let's talk about it.
I'm a chosen single.
Oh, really?
I choose to be single. I choose to be alone. I choose to focus on my career and having a hot girl summer. Now, come September, the applications can flow through, honey, because she's going to need a man for the fall.
I thought when you said chosen single that the Lord chose you to be single.
No, for sure. I'm going to be, I'm good.
Usual.
It's good. I'm good. We get each other. We get each other.
Okay. I just like you deserve it. That's all.
Thank you so much. You knew who else deserved it? Salma Hayek and her husband, François-Henri Pinault, are total opposites. He's a fashion billionaire, and she doesn't care about clothes. But she told InStyle their differences are what make the relationship work. She says, we understand each other really well. One friend said, I cannot believe that out of all of us, the one who cares less about fashion is the one who landed that guy. Now, I have to ask you, since you guys have both been in relationships, a few, is it good to have a lot in common with your man, or do total opposites truly attract?
I honestly think you need to have some stuff in common. I feel like it's one of those things where for example, I've got a friend who she loves to travel, her husband hates to travel. Well, that's a problem.
I love that.
Unless you want to just do girl stuff. But for me, I'm I want to be with my man. I want to travel and see the world with someone. If that person doesn't want to do that, I'd be I don't really know if that's going to work.
Yeah, I think some stuff in common is fine, but I like the whole opposites attract type of thing. My husband and I are opposites in a sense. I'm an extrovert. He's an introvert. I have this job in Hollywood and he's totally outside of it.
Yeah.
And I want to be out with friends. And he's I could just stay home. And it's fine because it's if I have to go to a party or an event, at first I was why don't you want to come to all of these things? And now I'm totally comfortable. I'm okay, I'm just going to take my girls, or I'm going to go with my friends and it's going to be a fine time. And then I come on at the end of the night and he's happy to see me and vice versa.
Because you got that hair and makeup and that high ponytail.
Exactly.
You've had a few drinks.
Time out though, because on Sex and the City, Big and Carrie, Carrie's I want to go out. And then she's made out with Aiden because she needed that
feisty. She was
she's
needy.
She's
something else is broken
she
in
was
there.
Needy. Yeah, she was needy. I agree with you. I like when I'm in a relationship, they don't happen very often, but when I am in one, I like somebody to be completely opposite of me because I feel like I'm learning all the time. Every day is a learning situation. I would love for you to have a faith base because that's important to me.
Right.
And I would love for our morals to be on the same, situation.
For
but
sure.
Everything else in the house, let's build together. And I want to get to know you and get to learn about how you grew up. When somebody is the same as me and grew up the same way as me, it gets a little boring.
That's so true. And that's something my husband and I talk about, where some of my friends who are single are we have nothing in common. And we're that's fine. As long as your foundational values are in order and aligned, then you're good. And then all of the other things you can, you can learn from each other, do together, do separately, because you still are an individual at the end of the day. So you should still want to do those things that you love to do. And
for
they
sure.
should still do those things they love to do.
But the problem comes when you have children.
Yes.
That's when you start to see the differences. I know that. I know my parenting style is definitely probably different than François or not Pirino. You know what I mean?
Sure. Especially when you get into those things where I'm nope, stop. That those have to align, because if not, it's just the kids feel that energy too.
For sure. Mm. Well, Shailene Woodley says that she and Aaron Rodgers are meant for each other and admits being under lockdown put their relationship into fast forward. Shailene told Shape Magazine, starting a relationship where you immediately move in with someone because it's a pandemic and you can't just get on a plane and go back and forth on the weekends, taught us a lot about each other very quickly. We jumped in headfirst and got some of the sticky bits out of the way earlier. I love Shailene Woodley. I am really scared for her in this relationship. I have to be honest. And I know we are E and we celebrate celebrity, but I gotta be real. I gotta be real in the sense that, yes, getting to know each other is awesome. Moving in and getting rid of the sticky, icky bits is probably phenomenal.
Yeah.
But when the world opens up and now you're an independent woman and, you want to go out and have a hot girl summer and work and do this, sometimes a man will look at you and be like,
but I thought you were going to be home all the time and snuggling and cuddling and making dinner and having breakfast with me. What happened to that time?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you switch into, okay, I'm going to survive mode.
Yeah.
And then when work mode starts again, all of a sudden, oh, you brand new.
Well, it's almost like that honeymoon phase, too. It's almost like the Bachelor, Bachelorette, where you're, like, in this bubble.
Yeah.
And then when the bubble ends, you're like, oh, wait, you don't drive that car? Kind of, or we're not going to go on a helicopter? Or, like,
we're not going to another country tomorrow?
Yeah. And then the next day?
I feel like she still can have that independent life that she wants because he's still in the NFL. He's still going to be traveling and working and doing all the things that he has to do, and she's not going to be sitting at home when he has to go play the friggin' Giants.
But let me let you know something, honey. When you date an NFL player, and you have no kids, they expect you to be in Buffalo for the Bills game. I'm like, I ain't going to Buffalo. Like,
I don't want to talk about the Buffalo Bills, okay? I got some baggage with the Buffalo Bills. That's all I have to say. So, no comment.
Oh, my God. Up next, I'm hanging with Savannah Guthrie as she celebrates 10 years of today, and I dare you not to cry when she hears, which, sorry, oop, that was a burp. When you hear what she says about her kids.
Live TV.
I shouldn't have drank that margarita this morning. That was the hardest burp.
I think I did too much in there. Sorry.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
You guys, I got to co-host the Today Show the last few days, and it was amazing.
It was so good.
While I was there, I also cornered Savannah Guthrie against her will, and I got her to tell me everything about the last 10 years. Daily Pop, I'm here with the one and only, I'm just going to call her by her first name because she is the Cher of primetime news. Savannah, how are you?
Hi, Justin. Nice to meet you.
Congratulations on your 10-year anniversary.
Thank you.
What does it feel like?
You know what? It feels so good. The Today Show, they know how to pull out all the stops and make you feel special. And, you know, it's just, I can't believe it's been 10 years. So many cool things have happened in this past 10 years, both here on the show, but also in life. You know, I got married. I have two babies now. So I'm just counting my blessings, you know, and feeling really lucky and grateful.
Have your kids figured out that people know you from TV yet? Because I remember, like, the first time when I was working with Kyle Richards, her daughter, like, looked at her like, how do people know you and then pieced it all together?
My daughter is 6 and a half and she's starting to a little bit, but it's really like it doesn't come up that much because we live in New York City. Oh. And in New York City, like nobody cares. Like no one's like, hey, you know, they're just like, get out of my way, you know? So it's like it doesn't really happen all that often. So they're blissfully unaware, which is exactly how I'd want it to be.
Yeah.
They're like they're little kids. The focus is them and that's where it should be.
That's where it should be. I have to say, I've worked in TV for about 11 years now, both in front of and behind the camera, and I still cannot believe, and I'm trying to figure out how you got from election night coverage to here at 7 a.m., and I'm perplexed by the whole scenario. Where did you sleep? Was there like a potty somewhere? Like, what was going on?
Oh my gosh, well, election nights are always crazy around here. I mean, it's so fun. It's like what we live for in the news business, but, well, usually, actually, even though I live here in New York City on election night, because I know it's gonna be so late and so early, I usually stay in a hotel that's like 2 blocks away. Because when you're gonna sleep for 30 minutes in a night,
yes.
Like, there's no commuting. You just don't wanna do it. Just go in there, take a shower, take a quick nap, come back. And this year it was really crazy because of course the result wasn't known on election night. So we had not one election night, but five.
I feel like you've met every single person that you've wanted to meet in life. Who's been your favorite thus far?
I mean, there's so many. Obviously, everyone knows about my embarrassing crush on Roger Federer and how much I love him, famous tennis player.
I love the little arm.
Yeah.
So sexy.
I mean, he's just, you know, I mean, I love him for a million reasons. So I got to meet him, which was really, really fun. But I've also met, like, you know, you kind of get to click with people that you would never expect. So I've interviewed Tom Hanks a bunch and become buddies kind of with him. And Drew Barrymore is another one that I really, we just really we just loved each other, you know, and became friendly. So I think that's what's like really, it's all pinch yourself to even like be sitting across from these people and then like knowing that you are alive. And looking back this week, I've realized like every dream came true. Every place I wanted to go, I mean, I got to visit the Holy Land, and I mean, that was just absolutely the thrill of a lifetime. We went to Australia, which is my birthplace. Yeah, and I hadn't been back there since I was a little tiny baby. I had no memory of Australia, even though it always had this place in my heart. And the Today Show, being the greatest show on earth, sent me back with my mom.
I want to be on the Today Show.
Oh, it's incredible. There's nothing like it. That's what I just really, when you look back at it, all of it, you just are like, this is the best job in the world, but it's not even a job. It's a joy. It's
yeah.
a true joy. It's a privilege. It's just, it's a blessing.
So crazy. Last question. If your daughter came to you and said, Mom, I want to be like you one day, how do I make this happen?
Oh.
What would you tell her?
I say, Vale, you are better than me. You are you. There's nothing better than to be you, exactly as you are. And if you want to be in news, you can do it. If you want to be an artist, you can do it. Whatever you want to do, the sky's the limit for you. But she doesn't need to be like me. She's something so much better. She's her.
Oh, you guys, share. Share, everybody.
Share.
Hit share.
Without the body, we're the voice.
I cannot wait for the day that Savannah actually turns it around on me.
It's serious. It's going to happen.
Me.
You're going to soon. We're going to lose you, and you're just going to be in New York.
Oh no!
Which is sad for us, but like amazing for you. Like, I see it.
She likes vitamin D. She likes vitamin D. Still ahead, a wild new twist in the Bachelor franchise drama, plus a special Father's Day makeover featuring our favorite dads. Wait till you see the transformations next. You're going to want to swipe right.
Daddy.
Father's Day is right around the corner, and our friend and stylist Melissa Chatain, honey, wanted to treat two very deserving dads from our E! Family with a makeover to take them from daddy to zaddy.
Yes, yes, yes. So stage director Tom, he's been with the E! Family. Tom McNamara has been with the E! Family for 33 years.
He turned on the first light here, honey.
Yes.
He turned on the first light here.
Yes. And he's a father to a 17-year-old son, John, who will be a senior this fall. And I wanted to give him a makeover inspired by John Krasinski. His stylist, Ilaria Urbanati, styles him. And look at this really fly summer look.
And by the way, that's Tom's style. He's relaxed. He's a beach man.
He's a beach guy.
So what did you do to my Tom?
So I gave him an elevated beach look. That is perfect. Tom, come on out. You see us before.
You guys, hold on. I've been here for 4.5 years. I have never seen Tom in nothing but cargo shorts.
Yes, and a hooded sweatshirt. Remember when I was here last time I made fun of him?
Yes.
Now I stepped up his style game. So
thank you, Melissa. This is so fab.
Tom, you look so handsome. What's the shirt? What's the pants combo?
Okay, so I wanted to elevate his style, but something within his comfort zone. He's a laid-back beach guy. This look is from Macy's. Macy's always has a sale. I purchased this full price. Right now, that shirt is only $28.
Wait, you're lying.
No, I'm not.
Look at me looking. I'm looking at the prices.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
Every man needs a linen pant for summertime. These are white linen pants now on sale for $15.
Oh my God.
So good.
We gotta get Tom some white underwear because these Pokemon boxers he has on today.
I know, hey, I can take a horse
Stop
of water,
making fun
but
of
I can't
me.
Make him drink.
Stop making
okay,
fun of me.
He looks so good.
Do you
now,
feel as good as you
I
look?
Feel fantastic.
He looks good. So, hey, can't forget the shoes. Every gentleman needs some easy slides. These are from Vince Camuto from DSW. DSW is the destination to get in-season style shoes, and then we pulled it all together. We took a basic look from Macy's and elevated it with a bit of tailoring from my girl, Alexis Martino. She came and tailored the shirt custom to his sleeve length and the pants to give it the perfect break. And then we gave him some designer shades from Garrett Light.
Yes.
This is celebrity dad status. You know who wears Garrett Light?
Who?
Brad Pitt, John Legend, Ryan Reynolds.
And now Tom McNamara.
Now look, Tom McNamara is elevated.
Let's get to Preston while I ogle over Tom.
Yes. Okay, so Preston, he's senior producer at E.
Yes.
He is new dad to one-year-old Teddy.
Uh-huh.
And I gave him a look also inspired by Rami Malek, that burgundy suit that I'm obsessed with. Also, stylist Ilaria Renati. She is my girl. I love her style.
By the way, he always looks like he's on an episode of Bad Robot or that show on USA.
Yes.
Like Preston always looks like he's about to break into like a secure, a secure location.
Well, and he also has been working from home for a year, and he's been in this loungewear look that we need to get out of. And so I gave him this killer suit from Bourbon Summer Cartoon Crisis.
Oh, now, yes. Oh my God.
He looks like $1 million.
He looks like a zaddy, okay?
He looks like a zaddy. You said swipe right. Look at this.
Crazy. Wait, okay, this can't be under $600.
No, it's not. This is what I'm talking about. This suit is from New York-based brand Bourbon Summer Cartoon Crisis. It is $2,500 suit.
Wait, okay, hold on, hold on. You broke the budget on this.
I broke the budget.
This is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. So they're known, it's sustainable Japanese linen and tencel. They're known for their custom print. So if he opens up the lining of the suit, this is all custom print.
Okay.
And look at, okay, the shoes are sustainable. They're from Dr. Scholl's Shoes. Every guy needs a leather sneaker. This is a closet staple. But what I want to break down here is the fact that the tailoring, a suit that comes off the rack needs tailoring. Once again, Alexis Martino broke it down. She shortened the suit custom for him. It was too long. Then she tailored it for him. He's a petite guy, so it needed a little bit of love. And she did the sleeves, shortened the suit, gave it the perfect break. The tip for the guys at home, when you go to the tailor, make sure you bring the shoes for the suit that you want tailored so it has the perfect break. And then we balance it with the high-low. The shirt is only $36 from Australian brand Globe Apparel. So we balance the high-low. And then look at the shades are from Garrett Light. Once again, looking fly is perfect.
But hold on, because we actually have one more surprise for you guys.
We do.
Okay. What's the surprise?
Clean Logic has gifted the guys an at-home sports and spa kit to make sure their skin is glowing per usual, because we want them to be looking fly when they're not with me and styled by me every day.
Yes! Oh, my God. You. Melissa, you did so good on these guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And you guys can actually book a virtual styling session with Melissa for yourself or for that dad in your life. Visit Melissa's IG at Melissa Chatain for all the info. Up next, the Bachelor host drama goes next level. Can we just clap for these two guys right now? Because they are
Yes, Tom. Look at me. Look at me. Fantastic, right?
Look at that.
This is every day.
I just got to point out, Tom, I forget how much of a handsome devil you are because you're always in a mask. We're going to set up your Tinder profile, and I'm going to use that video.
Woo!
I'm telling you.
Yes.
You guys.
That's really good.
So good. Now, the Bachelor drama just keeps on coming. Bachelor alum Tana Tolbert is calling out the franchise for their train wreck hosting decisions.
Whoa. I think the Bachelor franchise needs to figure their out and figure it out quick, because I think the show is on a slippery slope right now. The host doesn't need to be the star of the show. I want to watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise for the drama and for the relationships and see that unfold on the screen.
All right, now Tanner went on to say that this rant had nothing to do with Chris Harrison or Tayshia or Caitlin hosting this season of The Bachelorette. But what set his ass off was the plan for Bachelor in Paradise to have celebrities like David Spade, Little John, and Lance Bass stepping in as guest hosts. I have to agree that a lot of times you get these celebrities to come and host, these actors to come and host.
Yeah.
Would you get a dentist to do your colonoscopy? Like, same amount of time in school, but different specialties. I do like Lance Bass. I think Lance Bass has some hosting under his belt.
Yeah.
But I think the gimmick of the David Spade and the Little John might be a little too much.
I actually agree with you. But having said that, so The Voice, obviously, I watch The Voice for Adam and Blake and Gwen. But
So it might change into that, and it works. But at the same time, like, I don't know the voice singers. Like, I feel bad. Like, I don't know who wins. I just watch, like, the host.
Right.
So I could see it maybe changing, but I don't know with
But yeah, with them, it's even like those are experts in their field. Those are great singers. Mm-hmm. This is just so random. They've never been tied to this franchise ever before. And yeah, you really do tune in to just see these relationships and that train wreck of drama. But and even when Chris was hosting, it was kind of like he came in to be like, and now it's the final rose. And like, he, you know, he kind of didn't have a huge, you know, role.
He wasn't trying to be the star of it. Like the star of it should be either the girls or the guys that are there. And then the main bachelor, bachelorette. Like that's
what it's just going to be a circus.
Can you imagine like going up to Little John and being like, yeah, you know, I hooked up with Kevin last night. And he goes, what?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, Lil Jon might be drunker than them on the island. Like, is he going to be able to read the prompter?
Yeah. Okay, so I get the Bachelor in Paradise thing. I do get that. I just don't think there should be, like, the guest hosts on
Bachelor
or Bachelorette. That's where I'm like, because I feel like Bachelor in Paradise is more like fun and like everyone's kind of drunk and just hooking up. But like the actual Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise, like I would like to see someone that isn't a big name.
Are you going to miss Chris Harrison?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like I miss Tom Bergeron when he left Dancing with the Stars.
Same.
Like I think it's one of those things. I missed Aaron and it's like, you know, Tyra did an amazing job, but I like seeing them too.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm gonna kind of miss Chris Harrison. You know, I only watched it 3 out of the 75 episodes that they had, but you know, I think what's happening in this world is unfortunate, but you know, sometimes change is good, but that time I just think Chris Harrison, maybe, I don't know.
Did you think it was, like, because I mean, I'd love to ask you, like, did you feel that was how he got canceled?
For sure. I think all of it happening and people jumping on the bandwagon, I totally think that's why Chris Harrison got let go. I don't think he would have walked away from this if he didn't have to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we heard the settlement was bomb. I would walk away from something that big, but he knows walking away from this, that's it, you know, it's over because people are going to speculate and always associate him with, oh, you got kicked off The Bachelor because you were racially insensitive. Mm. You know what I mean? And I never want somebody to end their career that way. That's why I have always said, I don't think Billy Bush should have been canceled for what happened with him. And I got a lot of heat for that. But I stood by what I said, and I will always stand by Billy Bush is in the place where he needs to be now and where he deserves to be.
And there needs to be growth and a conversation. I think that's, again, I'm obviously want to be sensitive.
Come through. I'm here. After the break, looking for some awesome Father's Day gifts, we've got special deals just for you, and they will get in time to your house so you won't look like an idiot. And tomorrow, set your DVRs, because we've got an interview with new mom Meghan Trainor that you don't want to miss, because you know I forgot to order.
I heard there was a lot of complications with your delivery. What was going through your mind?
I was like a real trooper. I survived that. I feel like I can do anything. So when he's in the NICU and we're visiting him and I'm like, why does he have a feeding tube and breathing tubes? What's going on? They're like, this happens. It's okay. We just have to wait till he wants to wake up. And I was like, well, wake up, kid.
Father's Day is coming up. And in today's Deals for Real, Liliana is hooking up all the deserving dads with some pretty cool swag.
Yes, just the deserving ones. All right, guys, well, forget about the played out tie. Today, I picked up the perfect gifts for any father figure in your life. But first, of course, you've got to scan the QR code on your screen right now to score all of these deals. Okay, let's tee it off with a little something for all of the golf-loving dads. Callaway, one of the biggest names in golf. They make my driver. It has completely changed my game. But their golf balls are incredible, y'all. The chrome softballs are designed to take your game to the next level on the green. Justin, do you play golf?
I pretend.
By the way, you look really good holding the club. Like, you're kind of a natural.
Oh, no, for sure. I want to look good on the greens.
Exactly.
But I do love these balls because you can customize them.
That is the best part about these balls. So, you guys, you can actually customize these with fun little messages. Because, of course, Callaway is celebrating dad, they're giving you free personalization so they can say things like, best golf dad, happy Father's Day, number one golf dad. Or you can honestly add any message you want out there, like, dad, play better. All right, what do dads like to do after a long day of golf? Any ideas, Justin?
Drink a nice whiskey.
Absolutely. All right, so for all my whiskey drinking dads, Tom, where are you?
Over here.
In your new outfit, you would look so classy drinking this whiskey. Okay, so Dragon Glassware makes this beautiful handmade glasses. These are what they call the signature diamond whiskey glasses. And if you notice, they sit at an angle. They're a spill-proof angle. And these just aren't made to look cool. This design actually allows you to aerate your drink as it's poured, which means, yes, they're great for whiskey, but they're also great for wine as well. I want to give that a little sip,
oh my
Justin.
God, yes.
A little sip or a big sip? Just go for it. Just.
I had a margarita already. This is great.
It's a little early for a margarita and great. A whiskey. The best part, y'all, these are dishwasher safe, and we got you 20% off today.
Ooh,
I know.
I'm getting that.
Thank you. All right, now, if dad is already a pro at tuning out mom or maybe the kids, these are going to be amazing because these headphones are going to give them a better excuse to tune out all of that extra noise. These are from JBL. These are their Club One headphones, completely wireless. They are noise canceling. They're inspired by musicians, so dad's favorite songs will never sound better. I hope Justin can hear me. Justin. Justin! Y'all, he's gone. That is what dad is going to do with these headphones. Super cushiony, super soft. You can also connect them to Bluetooth to make hands-free calls. You can even set up your Google Assistant or your Amazon Alexa services. And these are also 20% off right now, which is going to save you $70. These are a luxe item, but we got you a good deal.
Epic.
Right?
These sound epic.
And they feel so good on your ears. Okay, next up. Why not let dad be the hero of family movie night? This is the Nebula Astro Mini Portable Projector. Look how tiny this is. It's from Anker. And this is actually a gift for dad, but it's really a gift for the whole family because this is gonna provide hours of entertainment. You can set it up anywhere. You can put this in your bedroom, in your backyard, upstairs, downstairs. All you have to do is download the Nebula Connect app to control the projector from your phone. This even comes already with things like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and YouTube. So you can watch your favorite shows, your favorite music videos, your favorite movies, anywhere. Justin's leaving. He's not even a dad and he's
like,
stealing.
Come on, dad.
I know, come on, dad. Anyway, you guys, you are getting 30% off on this, so make sure to scan the code to get that very, very special discount. Next up, we all love a good gift basket, right, Justin?
Yes.
Love a gift basket.
And I love stationery.
Okay, we're not there yet.
Oh.
Hold one second. We're getting there. Okay, wait, hold on. Man Crates has recreated the ultimate gift basket for every man in your life. Y'all have to check out all of the fun themes they have to fit any Pops pastimes. There's a Grillmaster crate, which I know my Ooh. Husband would love. It has all the gear so you can be the star of your next barbecue. There's a coolest dad crate that helps him show off all of his cool new swag to the neighbors. There's even a make your own microbrew crate Ooh. For beer drinking dad. And all of those crates are 15% off, of course, with our exclusive Deals for Real code. Finally, we're getting to the stationery. Justin is so excited. Okay, so dads are gonna have a lot of thank you notes to write because you're gonna shop all of these amazing gifts. So why not make it easy on him with personalized stationery? This is from a company called Curio Press. They make the most beautiful, elegant stationery. All of these samples, well, I put my husband's name on them because this is gonna be his first Father's Day. So they all say Patrick. There's note cards, notepads, envelopes, and then my personal favorite, there's also a honey do list. If you have a husband that doesn't like to do a lot, you can get him this right here, write down all the things he needs to do. He can cross it off throughout his day. All of the stationery.
That's a small pad for you because I know you have a lot of things that you want Patrick to do.
Excuse me.
You might need that big daddy one over there.
This is probably about the right size. And the list gets longer and longer as this baby gets closer and closer. So you guys can grab all of these to shop everything in this Father's Day gift guide and to sign up for our newsletter giving you a first look at all of the products I've curated just for you. You got to scan that QR code. Or, of course, you can just head to eonline.com/shop. And just so you know, E may get a commission for sales made through our site. I don't know if Justin's listening to me because he put those headphones back on. Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, it's me? Yeah. Oh, it's me now. Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear. Coming up, are UFOs real? The news has some of us totally freaked out. That is next.
They're so good. I know.
Phenomenal.
I know. Listen, we picked good gifts here.
They don't sound so good on it. There have been some wild stories this week. But this one is really off the wall. And you know we love a good conspiracy theory here. Well, intelligence officials are expected to declassify a report later this month explaining exactly what the government knows about UFOs.
Yes, okay. Finally.
Does this freak you out?
No, I am so excited for them to finally tell us their little secrets.
Yeah, like they've been hiding it for years. So it's like, just be honest.
Yeah, we see them up in the sky. There's so many credible sources that have said, I've seen things, there's supernatural things happening, and you know, it'd be dumb to believe that we're the only ones in this.
Now, so you both believe they're real.
I believe they're real, but having said this, I just saw A Quiet Place too, and if I see anything come out like that, like, I'm gonna be running for the hills.
By the way, we've all met Rihanna. She is an alien. Let's be real.
This
woman
this
is not from this world. But I love how the government's like, hey, look at the aliens. Don't think about COVID-19. We don't want to talk about that anymore.
Gosh. It's too scary, right? And I'm like, oh, can we just like have, can they be really nice aliens? Like, can we all be friends?
And oh, yeah. I'm sure. They're living amongst us. Haven't you seen my disappearing act? Can we do that again? Tomorrow,
we didn't have the budget for that.
We'll be here breaking down all the Kardashian drama from tonight's finale, plus my new interview with Meghan Trainor. And don't forget to check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11, and every weekday we're here at 11 Central DDRs. Woo! Can I disappear?